Okay, we're holding Kuf Chaf Chesam and Aleph by the two dots. Itmar. Three. Bosom Aliyah Mutala Tatala B'Shabbos. Meat which has been salted, so even though it has not been cooked, but the salting process itself can make it somewhat edible, and therefore the Gemara says that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. It's considered not mukhs.
You're talking about like a kasher?
Well, talking about kasher, talking about those. I think the Leah, well, we'll see. Bosa tofel, meat which has not been salted at all. Okay. So, is it mukhs on Shabbos? If one number mukhs on the taltal, or if his number also the taltal. So Rav Huna says it's mutter to move it, and Rav Chisa says it's also to move it. So Mora says Rav Huna is mutter to tatzlo. How can Rav Huna say it's mutter to move it? But how Rav Huna is talmud to Rav Havo? Rav Huna is a talmud of Rav, and Rav is Rav Yehuda Sirelei Dislei Muktzah. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, like we had back in the second parak. We had in the first parak also. So Rav holds like Rav Yehuda that that's a problem of muksa. So since the normal plan is to use this meat later on, not to use it in the house, that should go like into muksa lo'itzah. So if you put something away to use for a later purpose, according to Rav Yehuda, that's going to be that's going to be muksa. Morris says,
this is meat that's being stored.
No, this is a meat which has not been salted yet. So we didn't do anything with it yet. But since your intention is, if your name is Rav Yehuda, and the normal derech is to use this thing for later, so that's like the concept of muksa lo'itzer, according to Rav Yehuda. If you put something away to use for later, it becomes muksa. So here, you plan to use it later. It's according to Rav Yehuda, it's muksa. So how can you tell me that it's not muksa?
I mean, even according to Rav Shimon,
we'll see. Yeah. Samora says, "B'muksel achila sabr l'akir Rabbi Yehuda, b'muksel atzal sabr l'akir Rabbi Shimon." Samora says that when it comes to, there's two different levels of isur by muksa. There is that which we had in Beya, that Rashi learns that muksa that muksa is learned from the pasuk v'hayyib mashishi be'achin mashishi yaviu, comes on the sixth day, and everything has to be prepared to use for Shabbos. That's talking about the din of achila. We had it in Gimel and Beis and Beya. That the Mora says Suffolk Muksa is also even though Suffolk Rabbanah is a Kula, Suffolk Muksa is also. So Rashi learns Muksa might be so there. I told you then, Tosfos Yerushalmi says that even though Suffolk Rabbanah is the Kula, but since there's a pasuk which there's an asmach, there's a pasuk which is a source for the concept of Muksa, even though it's only the Rabbanah, the Chachamim basically were able to derive a hint in the Torah for the concept of muksa. Say, drabbana, which has a asmachta, we're machmera. So it's not a stam of drabbana, it's a chamer to drabbana.
Is it Shabbos? What? You're saying in general, if there's an asmachta.
The Tosfos Yerushalmi is anytime there's a drabbana, which has an asmachta, the subject drabbana, the kul doesn't apply. We deal with like a subject device. And the Prima Gadim in his introduction to Arachayim brings that as a ruach halacha lemaisa. Sabbat Rabbanan Zakula doesn't apply to a case where there's an asmachta, and he differentiates between different types of asmachtas. Not all asmachtas are the same. But
it'd be too easy
upon asmachta. The Ritva says in Makkos that there's something called an asmachta ba'alma, something called an asmachta gemura, he calls it. The asmachta gemura is look over here. The pasuk is clearly saying it's a concept of preparing before Shabbos. Items have to be prepared before Shabbos. So it's not telling me, like the more simple than it's not telling me the lachos of you have to complete your, you can't cook on Shabbos. That already said earlier in the pasuk, you can't cook on Shabbos. So what's it telling me? There's a concept that there's a designation for Shabbos. So the pasuk didn't say explicitly there's a lach of muksa, but the concept exists. And the Chum basically took it and created the din of muksa. So they're catching the flow of the rotsin of the Torah. They're catching the derisa. So that's a smachta gemurah. It's not the bound. I mean, the Chum made a din and they found a pasuk which fits it nicely. You know, so it wasn't they were catching the flow of the pasuk. That's a regular derbonim. Hakaponim, But that's all about muksa l'achila. That's all talking about the din of using it, etc., the usage of it. So that's more chomer, and that he passes like your behuda. Muksa of tiltal, the pasuk is not discussing tiltal also, not discussing moving it, not discussing those type of things. So there he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Over here we're told discussing whether you allow to move it. That's muksa for tiltal. He passes like Rabbi Shimon. Rechis tomer also the tiltal. Rechis said it's also for the merkasha of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami equal to the bay Rabbi Chista because ahu bar avos to have a komatal to the lay mishim shalotula. So he came. Rechista came to. Rizab Ami came to the house of Rav Chista, and they saw they had this bar avoza. This is a there is shechted goose meat, duck meat, or whatever it was, duck. Meshim Shalatula. They were moving it. It was raw, and they were moving it from the sun into the shade. It was apparently been shechted. It hadn't been used. It was the sun was sitting on it, burning on it. It's going to cause it to be damaged. To rot. And they were moving it. Vamar of Chista. Rav Chista said the reason why you're moving it is Chisar and Kis Kachazin and Hacha, because otherwise we lose some money. So I don't understand. Rav Chista said, hold it to Muksa. How can you move it? It's very nice you're losing money, but it's Muksa. Shani bar avoza the chazi lo umsa. Bar avoza is roy to eat it raw. So Tosis points out like this, that there are different types of dam which are also there's the dam and nefesh which comes out through shechita. So there's no need to salt it for that. It came out already. This is known as dam atamsis. There's the blood which comes out, which is not the dam nefesh, but it also comes out through shechita. Then there's something called dam evorim. Dam evorim is the blood which is absorbed throughout the different evorim of it. Tosfos in a few places in Shas points out the dam evorim is only usur when it moves out of its place. As long as it's absorbed in the original makom where it is, it's not the usur of dam. There's no usur dam on it. So why do we have to salt all of our items? Because when you cook it, the blood moves out, and then it gets absorbed back in. That's going to be a problem. Or when you whatever process you're going to do to it is going to cause the dam to move. But if you eat it raw, there's no issur of dam. So, and this is what they used to eat their meat raw. They didn't mind eating it raw. So it's not muksa. So that's what, so even Rav Chista holds it to muksa. So that's by basar. When it comes to, regular, by meat. When it comes to meat of the dogs, he also agrees it's not muksa. And it's brought down in Allah, we pass that since it's chazir l'um, so we, I think you, it's more in brachas, also mentions one place, idea of umsa. So therefore it's not muksa. We pass the Shulchan Aruch paskins that raw meat is not muksa. Interesting, later places can come along and say that nowadays we don't do this, nobody eats it like this. We're discussing kosher or not kosher, between people who don't eat raw meat, so it's muksa nowadays. Moshe Pasim says muksa, or Hashulchan Pasim says muksa, because for us we don't do this. But there are some places who would say the Ma'aser Shulchan Aruch Pasim that it's not muksa. So when you're dealing with a case of hefset, at least you should ask a shayla, because maybe you'll get a heter. So if the person's freezer goes on Shabbos and he wants to take it, he just got a shipment of meat and there he has $500 worth of meat and raw meat in there. Well, it's muksa; you can't move it. Then the Shabbos is over, the freezer went, and it's gone. Well, I want to move to my neighbor's freezer; it's muksa. You better ask a child before you pass them that it's awesome. Because maybe there's a child to say that it's mutter. There's some person which will tell you that it's mutter.
So, that's an interesting question, right? Because even if you would say it's generally mutter, but if it's frozen, and it's going to remain frozen throughout Shabbos...
Well, if it's maybe frozen on Shabbos, obviously then you're not worried about it. Then you'd have to move it. The problem is you're afraid it's going to defrost.
No, but I'm saying even after...
So what is it of frozen... in general, frozen... in general, frozen since the beginning of Shabbos. Let's say a mitzvah gemara chazal umsa, but I froze it, right? So the chalois zman muksa is the beginning of Shabbos. So the beginning of Shabbos, that's not considered muksa. It's frozen, but I can take it out of the freezer and defrost it. So that's the idea we had in Beya called gemara b'di'adam. If I have control over making it roy, it doesn't become muksa ben hashmoshes. So it wouldn't be muksa due to the frozen aspect of it. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Dag meliach. Now you want to hear the Fakir Tavel, right? Okay. Dag meliach is mutzah tatvoi, salted fish, because they used to eat certain fishes. Even nowadays, certain fishes are eaten. Just by salting alone, processes the fish and makes it edible. Dag tofel, you just have raw fish without being any, having salted it. Also tatvoi, because who eats raw fish? Right. Okay. Basar ben tofa ben meliach is mutzah tatvoi. Meat, whether it's raw, whether it's salted, you're allowed to move it. And that's like Rav Shimon. Okay. And then a person says, if you live in, you know, I saw a person that says, if you live in the Far East, where it's normal to eat raw fish, so then it's not muksa. Maybe nowadays in America it should be considered like that also. I don't know. People eat sushi. I think it's the strangest thing in the world, but besides the point. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Metaltan is what some is in Isha Humaycho Lakloven. So you have the bones, the bones of the meat, etc. So you're allowed to move the bones. Now, this is going to be an issue of Neulin, that the beginning of Shabbos, this meat, this bone had meat on it, and therefore, this whole thing, its function was for people to eat. It was cooked. Right? So it, right now, the beginning of Shabbos, it's a Michael Adam. Now the middle of Shabbos, so you eat the meat, you left over just the bone. So that's a nerlin. It's changing its status into something new. If you're to hold nerlin as books. So nerlin gummer, even Rav Shimon agrees to it's a problem. Nerlin gummer is something which is totally b'chal, like we spoke about. There's like no, the bayish and nolda, like it wasn't, it had no presence at all. But over here it was here, just it's changing function. So according to Rav Shimon, that's not muksa. So you can, but it has to have usage. If it has no usage, even if Shimon agrees, it becomes muksa because it's totally non-functional. No, the bones can be used to feed to your, give to your dog. You don't have a dog, but if the dogs are common, so that makes it non-muksa. That's because that's the thing which is used for that. According to Yehuda, this halacha would only be true if it was a bone already before Shabbos. So the meat already had been removed from the bone, so then it's on another. It's function for a club, and he agrees to, because probably he's worried with the fact that you can't change in the middle of Shabbos. So that it was a bone from before Shabbos, so you would agree to this idea, but some just practically might it change the application, might be different.
Some people
eat the marrow of bones. Yes, and they're
not muksa. That's you.
Right, so that but even if that not being so, there's a bone which has no marrow, whatever it is, you still give it to your dog to gnaw on. Basa tapuach, you got to move basa tapuach. Rashi says basa tapuach means meat which has started to rot. Neshu ma'achol l'chaya, you can still feed it to your chaya. And again, it would have to be that it was talking about there was chayas which people were keeping, which they were using to, and they were feeding it to them. My megulim, you got to. You allowed to move my megulim. Now my megulim is not chazal. They wouldn't drink it. They wouldn't use it. They wouldn't drink it. They wouldn't cook with it. They wouldn't use it. They wouldn't wash with it. They wouldn't do anything with it. So why isn't it muksa? They should hem ruyim lechasul, because a chasul, we had this in the Avodah Zarah. Chasul, you allowed to give it to a chasul because a chasul, they eat snakes. They aren't affected by the venom of the snakes. So they eat snakes. They can drink the my megulim. To keep them around because they're afraid a person might not be aware and drink it. It's also to maintain them. So I'm assuming that he's saying therefore it's considered muksa. That if that's our chazal's attitude, you should be getting rid of this thing and not saving it to give to your chasul. So then you can't give it a status of being non. Can't give a status of being non, being muchan if you're supposed to be getting rid of it.
When it says tafuach, so that means it's already starting to spoil, right?
Right.
So if it's spoiling, it's rotting. If it's rotting, it's stinking. If it's stinking, isn't that like a mitzvah to get that away from you?
It's not a mitzvah, but if it bothers you, so you have a. Yeah, there's different levels of stinking. You live in a world that's nice, clean, hygienic world of refrigeration. Okay, you live in a world of So you took your meat and you were smoking it in the smokehouse. You know, that was part of, you know, if you didn't have a smokehouse, you hung it from the rafters at your house. You know, you lived with it.
I understand the according to this last sheet of Rishon ben Gamliel. So okay, so I've got my Megul in the rack. Okay,
right.
So now you're saying like it's also to keep it around, but then if that creates a mukta issue, then it's also for me to move it to dispose of it.
I hear. I don't know. It's a good question. Rashi, I don't know. Plus a tuffle. It's about a little bit more than halfway down the page. Shena maluach. It has not been salted. Among the girls, tapuach ihi. So here Rashi says tapuach means just raw meat. Tosafot Mabei says that's the more meant than Mabei's also, not like Rashi. He says, and Rashi himself, you know, said that pshat and a manalev, that the word tapuach just means raw meat. Doesn't mean rotting. Mutzal tzaltaloi. The last lay muksa b'tilta. So he holds you allowed to move it because he's not worried about the issur of muksa tilta. So Rav Huna says that it's muksa tilta because it's not something which is not usable. You're planning to use it. In regards to matilta, it doesn't bother him. That's what Rashi touches. Some more says, I passes like Rav Yehuda. But muksa l'chila sub-look Rav Yehuda, the climber, but issur muksa linyan achila sub-look Rav Yehuda. You can't eat it. Based on Moksha Latalta, becomes an issue of moving it, similar to Rav Shimon. Then he holds a Rav Shimon. Paravosa, this was this duck, Shachut, which is Shechted. Shim Shalatullah, Shalayas, they're moving it from the sun into the shade, it shouldn't spoil. It was Chistel, Chisar, and Kisles in Hacha. Shetamanichim, Esau Beshemish, Mishchamim. So the more says that they moved it because the Ruchist had said, the reason why they moved it because the Ruchist had said, you're wasting this good bird, can't move it. So how you got to move it? The more says, Chazalom, so Keshukai, it's raw, Echolos Abalai Melech, even without salt, they can eat it without salt. Dog tough also the Tataloi, then Roy the Klum, can't do anything with raw fish. What do you mean? You can feed it to your dog. Love daite le mishke. I don't want to give my good raw fish to my dog. I want to cook it. So since I'm not going to give it to my klavim, and for me I can't use it, it's muksa. Av maliach nechachay yirei molcha. But salted fish can be eaten. Salting alone can make it edible. Basa tepuach is masriach, something to spoil. Nechasul loy mazikli eris to nochash. It's not affected by the venom of the snake. Shavan Choshim, fellas, it eats snakes. Yes, a kana shem yishtem other mehem. Afraid a person will drink from it. Okay, so the Mishnah Kavanas a salif neharachim kreshiyalu v'yerdu. So we had this back in the quote in the second parak. The third parak. You're allowed to turn the basket upside down. You allow the little chicks to go up and down to get to I guess where they have to. Even though the chicks are muksa, you're now placing the basket in place to allow the chicks to get through it. So you're moving it for the purpose of muksa, but the basket itself is not muksa, so it's mutter. And according to Rabbi Yitzchok, who says that you can't move a kli for the purpose of something which is not, I'm moving this kli which is not muksa for the purpose of something which is muksa. I can't do according to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara said that's only true, but Tzarech L'Mekamer is Mutter. So he picks it up because I need the place where the basket is, so then I can move the basket. Once I have it in my hand, I can move it and put it there to use for the chicks. And the Gemara asked over there also, why isn't it Bittul Klimi Achonai? When the chicks are on it, so the basket becomes immobile, you can't move the basket. So the Gemara asked the question over there on that also. I don't remember what the Morris Terrence is. The Morris Terrence is that because they can go off. It was the Morris Terrence. says that's the kasha. She says that it can go on and off. See, so since when they go off, it's not going to remain muksa, it's not called pitul klimei chavai. Okay. Okay. Tana gadol shabarcha. So now because chamar going to give a heter over here. So your person's chicken ran away. You're allowed to go back and push it to, that you come back into its place. We're going to allow you to Rashi says, but even be a dime, even with your hands, you can't pick it up, can't hold on to it, but you're allowed to push. Come remind you to push it to get your tana gadolus back. Back into its coop or whatever it is.
Isn't that sad then?
Rashi says it ran out of the house, so it wasn't rebelling. More so, tana gadolus, more the it's rebelling. So that's already a problem of Seder. But if it's just Borcha, you're more worried about what could happen to it than it's not a question of Seder. It's not, your cat goes outside, you want it to come back, it's not considered capturing the cat. On the other hand, you're worried about the fact that there's a dog on the loose and the cat's refusing to come back inside. So, Medadin Agolim B'Seyochim. Now, if an eagle or a seyoch is a young goat, is out there, a calf or a young goat, so you need to get them back inside. So you're allowed to actually hold on to them, and the animals will move its feet. You're not carrying it, the animal's moving its feet, but you're allowed to cause it to bounce back in. Isha medad es b'no, a woman could do that with a child. The issue over there is... this is talking about regards to if the kid's not moving, he's outside in the middle of the street, you got to get back inside. You're allowed to hold on to even though you can't carry the child. There was no air. You're allowed to be medad.
Was it like holding the hand of the kid, basically?
No, you hold him on the sides, you're pushing him forward, but the kid's moving his feet. If he drags his feet, you got a problem. Yehuda says it's a derizos. You're allowed to move the kli, even though its function is for something which it itself is mux. If you still hold, you can't do that. So ran out of the house. You got to push it. You hold on to the neck. With some of the side, and you pull it along. But it moves its feet. So she holds on to his arms, and from behind. She helps him move forward. He's moving his feet. He's clearly moving his feet, one foot down, one foot up. Avogarer, if he's just stepping his feet, is also a nation of Nusas, that's called carrying the child. Amr Yehuda, Amr Rab, Behemish and Nufal Lama Samayim, animal fell into the canal, the irrigation canal. They maybe karmic sauces, and you have to tell, you put the items, the straw mattresses, etc., to give it some height. Also that helps that now it's able to climb out. If it climbs out, that's okay. Meisrei Tosefta says, Brisa says, Pemish and Ophelam Samayim, Usla Pernosabim Karma, you can't slap it out. The animal's muksa, you can't pull it out. You feed it over there. Bishar Shalatomas says, Pernosabim, and you're allowed to feed it over there. But Karmic Sauce says, Loi, you can't put these items down and move them there in order to help the animal to get out. Where says loikash, hold the efshar pranasa. Depends on the case whether it was possible to feed it over there. Hold the efshar pranasa in. If it's possible to feed it over there, take care of it, give it all of its needs over there, so then you leave it. Miloi, if it's not, maybe karmic sauces and maniachatea. So you bring these these mattresses, etc. You pile it up, and they help the animal climb out. The animal might just stay out. You're being mevatel kli meichon because the animal might stay on these, supposed to afrochem, which their whole nature is to jump on and off. That's what they do. The animal might stay there on top of the karmic sources. Or it says some mevatel kli meichon is drop on it. Tzar balachaim is the raisa. This price also tzar balachaim is. Rabbi Yehuda also Rama Rav also tzar balachaim is the raisa. Also the raisa, but dochid rabbanu chazal the non aser. Chazal the non aser. The iser mevatel kli meichon because of this issue of tzar balachaim. Zekrashi. Viloi kagun shamayim amukim. If the water is too deep. Once you put it under there, you can't move them. The diamond of the soy binyan mirabanan. So it's like being destroying the kli because you can't move use a kli anymore in Shabbos. Terrell Kham is the Raisa. Shanimar Azov Tasabimai with Arshan that there's a mitzvah to help the person unload the animal. We come on the Dorish time of the Krum Mishum Sabalakhaim Belam. Like is what the pasuk is teaching us. The woman then holds it's teaching the Tzar Balachaim the Raisa. Rama says to go actively and cause the animal pain, everybody agrees is the Raisa. It's not the Machlokes of Gemara and Bamasiya. The Machlokes is the case where the animal is passively in pain, is there a chi of the Raisa to go help it? But a case where the actively, the Rama says the core for that was that by Bilam, the Austin says to Bilam, why'd you hit me three times? Rama said, it's a good time. You have the right to hit your animal for no purpose. You have a purpose for the tzarech adam, you're allowed to. But just time to hit the animal because you're upset. You have no right to hit the animal because you're upset. That's a good time. But the animal sitting there in pain is there, he has the right to go help it. That's a machloikus. Tanagal Shaborcha. So the Morse says, Doichen in Medad and Lloyd. Tanagal is apparently there's no heter of being Medad in it. It's only Doichen. So we have a Mishnah which now is parallels a Braisa. Braisa says, Madan and Behema Chayav Oif Bechotzer. You're allowed to move these items in the Chotzer. A Behema Chayav Oif. Abuloy is a Tanagalus, with the exception of a Tanagalus. Tanagalus is my time. Someone says, why is Tanagalus exceptional when it's also, all of the animals are mutter? You can't hold on to its wings and push it forward. Then you know the feet are moving. The Mor says, "Why is it also a mevayim?" Mishum demakpi nafsha. It jumps up. Lashon of makpi is lashon of floats. So it floats in the air. In other words, when you hold it, it'll jump up, and you end up carrying it. But other birds apparently don't do that. One verse says that you're allowed to chazal remater the medadir and a chotzer even a chotzer which is not merevis, but not rishus rabbim. Veishra medadis b'nob. A woman is allowed to be medadir b'nob rishus rabbim. Ve'in tachlamer b'chotzer obviously in a chotzer. Tanya Iroch, different verse says. And Oikin Behema Chayv Oif because you can't pick them up. I will Doichin Behem, you can push them, she comes so they should come back inside. Hagupa Kasha. This price itself is difficult to understand. Amar to the you said in the ratio of the price in Oikin, you can't pick it up. Which would mean I will the Duye Midadiran to put to be Medadir is Mut. Bahara Amar, then you say Doichin in, you only can push it. Medadah loy, which means you can't do it being medadah. Rabbi is safe also in the Tanagarlis. It's talking about a Tanagarlis. So, that the only eight of the Tanagarlis is Doichen. Rabbi Haiman, the Shach, a Tanagarlis, person of Shechting Tanagarlis, Lich Mashino, Lakare, Ba'ara. You have two choices. Either you can push it very hard down into the ground, Inamal Nidal, Lahu Medal, or you should pick it up and the whole thing in the air. Because if not, the nature of it is the monach lahu, the tufre ba'ara va'okar lahu the siman. It might, if it's not totally pushed down the ground or totally up in the air, the free foot will push off into the ground and cause the simanim to the shkita to be not kosher. You'll have a kira simonim, which means as opposed to shechting, you'll rip out the simonim by the because of the movement. So the nature of the thing is it's to move around, so you have to be careful with that when you shecht it. So Rashi. You can't hold its wings, and the feet are touching the ground, and move it forward. It jumps up. So he's carrying it. When you hold their wings, they walk. So why is his arm is rotzer? Because he might lift it up by mistake. The nips are noise and he's carrying it. The stomach, bonon, the pligi later, nosen, that's near. There are nosen salts, gomorets, chayav, oif, bain, chayav, and shrutin is chayav. We're saying that carrying them when they're a chayav and when they're alive is not a problem. Because Chayinah says Atzma, you see, if you do pick it up, it's only the Rabbanah, but the Chazal said don't get involved in that, which is the Rabbanah. According to Mason, you're dealing with the Deraisa, you don't say Chayinah says Atzma, so therefore, even more, he would not even be Matur in the Chotzer. Ishim Dad is Beno, the Chazal said a child woman can move her child, which is the Rabbanah. Dinami Magbiale, Chayinah says Atzma, Dr. Magbin and Hossam, the other murder of Rabbanah and Mason. I'm sorry, Rav Nosson holds Chayinah says Atzma. So therefore, even if you pick it up, it won't be the Rabbanah. There's no reason to ask. Chama argument say no, that Moitzi Chayiv, if you say that, you don't say Chayinah says Atzma, and therefore it's a deraisa, therefore the Makar says the Rav. But by a child, the Chama, the Moitzi, the Chama agree that the child, you say, who can walk, you say Chayinah says Atzma, even if you pick up the child, it's only the Rabbanah. Therefore, that's why they were murdered by a child. Makbi, akfu yadaychu d'chagiga, raise your hands. And orkin raglam legam in oritz, you can't lift up the animal totally off the ground. The muksahu l'taltala. So this over here is even in the chotzim, so even in the chotzim, which is merevis, so what's the problem? The problem is it's muks. The do you that metadinen? Also, Mishnah said that you hold the sides, biyado, medada, and you like sort of push it forward. That's more moving, act of moving than just pushing it from behind. Same with the tanigalus, number of medada, is also the tanigalus. That which is you can only push is by a tanigalus. Reisha b'sharofis, and the reisha told other birds, like mashida l'karibara, kadesh is kaplu, push the feet down that the feet should like bend under. So it can't support itself on it. So, you know, when you push it down, they bend their feet under. So then they can't under. They can't get up. So then you hold it down and shecht it. Or pick it up totally that the feet are off the ground. Except the mission. Emi yaldin is a behemah biyamtiv abu masadin. You can't do an act of being miyaled, but you're allowed to help. So miyaled is you would go actively and put the person's hand in and help pull out the animal. You can't pull out the animal, but to be misad, and more we'll discuss what that means. Miyaled is isha b'shabbos. You can be miyaled as isha, whatever you need to do to help the woman get birth. You're allowed to do kerla chachamim. You call the midwife, mimakum lamakum, from one place to another. Mechalon Nesha Shabbos, you want to Mechalon Shabbos for that purpose. Kershon Nesha Tibur, you want to cut off the umbilical cord. Tie off the umbilical cord. Yesimur Afchet, not only you want to tie, you're allowed to cut it. Cholot Tzach Emilo, Isim Shabbos, you're allowed to do whatever is necessary for Milo. Okay. So, why is that? Is it life threatening? Is it life threatening?
It's disgusting.
Disgusting. Is it life threatening?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but okay. I know one thing, that whole thing is much bigger than the baby.
Okay, I'm saying, but the point of it is not life threatening, and you're holding this in malacha de rice involved in it, so why is it mutter?
Because basically, you would have this baby attached to this big thing, and I mean, how would you function with the baby? How would you take the baby, feed it, cold it?
So you take a wet nurse, and she feeds it.
But that's not my point, though. She has this baby here, and then this huge thing attached to it.
Okay.
It's the baby.
Okay,
right,
so.
She wrap it up in a towel until after Shabbos and cut it off.
Yeah. Masadim Mefarshah Gemara. Gemara explains what does Masadim mean. Chachama is Miyeladis, a midwife. And Miyeladis is Chbeim Biyamtiv. Tika Tircha Yoserva. There's an extra Tircha involved. It's not necessary. Al Masadim or Sabiyamtiv. You can help. Miyeladim Yishab Shabbos. Ain't Tzarach Lomer Masadim. Obviously, you do whatever you need. Kolshkem Biyamtiv. Kushin Hatibur Shal Vlad Shu Orach. The middle cord you can tie it off. Shemalis Kasher. If you don't tie it off. And then it gets caught on something. Yetsumeyev will pull out the child's intestines. Miyagbiwatinik, if they pick up the child. So the more ketsim masadim. What does it mean? You're allowed to be masayid. Revinamar oichis is a vlad shal yipol oritz. When the child comes out, you're allowed to hold the child by the case of the animal. You're allowed to catch the child. That shouldn't fall down until it's ready to come out totally. You're allowed to push from the other side. Can't reach in and pull out. You're allowed to push from the other side of the animal to help the child to come out. What does it mean? You're allowed to catch the child. You're allowed to blow into its nostrils to clear out the liquid to help it breathe. And you can also then take the udder of the animal and stick it into the child's mouth, allow it to nurse. Amr Shingliel, Bernachman Hagino Pema Tahara Biyamtiv. We were merciful on this Pema Tahara on Yamtiv. Versus, what does that mean? What do you do? So the issue here was, Rashi says that sometimes this would happen with Behemoth Tahara, that the mother would not want to nurse the child. And we would help make the mother want the child and therefore want to nurse it. What do you do? Amar Baya, maybe Mbul Shal Melach, Manich Labasech Arechem, Kadesha Tisker Tzara, Mitzarachim Elof. Okay, I don't understand exactly the issues over here. Exactly, what you take a piece of salt, you put it back inside the animal's rechem. It causes pain. It reminds it of the process of Leda, and it reminds it of the child. If it wants to nurse the child, umazalfen may shilya al gabi vlad. Or another thing you can do is you can take the liquid from the shilya being the afterbirth, the sack. Which it was held in. You can take that and take liquor from that and put it onto the child. The mother would smell the smell of that and recognize the smell. Tzarachim alav, and therefore have mercy on the child and nurse it. Dafka tahara, it's only mutter behemah tahara. Abul tamei loy behemah tamei, it's not mutter. Mars is my time of behemah tamei is loy merachak vlada. It won't ignore its child. Whereas the Behemoth Tahara might, v'imarachako v'lada, but if it does ignore the child, loy makarva, there's nothing you can do to create an interest in it. Tzikrashi doichik, b'basar shal behemah lefnim, you got to push the meat of the flesh of the animal, you got to push, sheheh v'lad, boilet l'chutz, you push from the other side to cause the child to come out. Revela b'chaitmoy, shenachirav stumen l'beririn, if you have the liquid, the cause that the nostrils are closed, you let it blow in to clear out that should be able to breathe. You take the udder of the mother and stick it into the child's mouth or the breast of to allow it to nurse. You make the mother love the child. Bull is a fistful. The koyvle, it'll cause it a lot of pain. Zecheres tzar later, reminded of the tzar later, merachmas avlado im rechakti. If it's ignoring the child, it'll desire the child again. May shilya, sharon es shilya, but mind, you take the shilya and you soak it in water and you pour it onto the kid. Le merachaka ain darach al rachik. Behemet tamei is not darach al rachik. And if it does, it's not going to help. Mialdin is isha. So Mishnah says, yaladim mialdi isha. Michti, tunnelo mialdin is isha. Yaladim do the process of giving birth. Number one. Number two, it says, recur lachachoma, yaladim call. Recur lachachoma, mimakal mokum. Yaladim have this midwife come from a different place. And it says, then it says, mechal in le es Shabbos. And then you mechal el Shabbos. So what exactly is that adding? That, you know, you're allowed to do anything in the birth process. You're allowed to get the midwife from wherever. And you're allowed to do mechal el Shabbos. What's that about? What's it coming to add? L'suyimai hod the turabonon. You might say, tzricha l'ner. If she needed, she says she needs a light. She's scared. She needs a light. Even though you don't need the light, you don't, for the birthing process itself. She needs a light. Salach is Malek, Chaberta Malek is law as in there. You light the candle. Maizatrich of the shaman. If there's a need for oil. So Chaberta Mavia law shaman biyat. She brings shaman from a different place, even though she's a rabbin. But she should do it if it's possible to Mishana. You put it in her hands, carries it in her hands. It's not sufficient the amount that you bring biyad. So the chaverta should stick oil in her hair, come back and squeeze out the oil and use it. That's not enough. She brings it in a kli. Amar says the Bryce, says in you light the nair. Mor says right to pshita. It's obvious. If that's what she needs. The woman who's giving birth is blind. So what does she gain out of it? She can't see it anyway. It causes her to calm down. So she thinks if something's happening, which is dangerous, my chaverta will now be able to see and do it for me. But if it's in the dark, they can't take care of me properly, so she's scared, and that's going to create her yishuv das, and therefore it's mutter. Im hoyisa tzricha l'shemen, the Bryson said you're allowed to do it in the hair. Which is table l'mishuv schita. Why is it a problem of schita? You're squeezing out the hair. So how's that? You know, what are you gaining? So you're trying to gain the shemiyah v'nisa the raisa by doing the shinui of carrying in the hair, but you get there to squeeze out the hair, so right, you're doing this at the rice, so what do you gain? So where it says, Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua Mitzvah, ain't schita besar. Sar is not schita the rice, it's only the rabbonu. Sar, hair. Squeezing out from hair is not, there's an issue of squeezing out, but it doesn't apply to hair the rice. Ravashi Omar Filotema but Yesh Schita Besar. No, I can tell you that even that this Tana agrees that even squeezing out hair is an Issa Deraisa. So what does it mean you bring Besara? It means maybe law bekli derech Sara. The Kama the Efshalishnuya machine, and she ties a kli, a small container of oil, to her hair. So she's carrying it through Shazarabim in a container of oil. But carrying by tying out the woman's hair, that's a shinui. Let's see. Okay, we'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow. We're holding Rashi's on the first white line. And yeah.